Tapped out on it and stuff. Real quick, put things into perspective. You buy a car for $20,000, and just to show you a perspective of what a trillion is, and you paid $1 every second of every minute, and you just kept paying that dollar, it would take you 5.5 hours to hit $20,000. If you bought a $1 million house, and you paid $1 every second of every minute of every hour, it would take you 11 and a half days to reach that $1 million if that's how you paid it, okay? Now, if you had a debt of $1 trillion, not 20, but just $1 trillion, and you paid $1 every second, every minute of every hour of every day, how long do you think it'd take? It'd take 31,000 fucking years to reach that. Now look at the difference between a $1 million home and $20,000 car. 11 days, 5.5 hours to 31,000 years. And that's what a trillion is. And if people don't start understanding that, other countries are going to buy our country before we know it.
And they've already been making moves like that.
And until we can get our shit in order and get our debt down and take care of our own people, we're just going to have to fucking tell other people, you know what, right now is not a good time, because we've been doing this for such a long time. We are such in a hole right now. We cannot take fucking cities. Cities to where the
sanctuaries
come in, everybody as you can
come,
they're the few cities too that are unwilling to relinquish their voting rosters and stuff like that. All the people
AOC wants to give fucking legal immigrants,
yeah,
no, against healthcare,
no,
or
not, you know what, the problem with the liberal media and those alike is that their bullshit has finally caught up with them. People are, they thought with the internet, with smartphones, that they have this perfect device to constantly inject their bullshit into society, and people were just going to suck it up and listen and follow their command. They forgot about the will and the pure strength of American citizen who fought against an oppressor many years ago without even a chance in hell of winning.
Or a cell phone.
But what they did is say, fuck that, we're going to do it. No, we're the only fucking nation in this world that has the rights that we do. And we're not going to give them up, folks. I don't give a shit who these liberals
Canada's
are.
Canada's better, eh? And it's like, their healthcare system is complete ass. Oh, it's fucking free.
I've been in the healthcare industry for 30 years, and I've done deal after deal with European companies from Canada and stuff, where their people are coming here and getting the procedures that they can't get done there in wherever they live. They can't get it done, one, because of the waiting list, or they don't think it's necessary. The minute you give all the power to the government in regards to your health is the minute you're willing to let somebody tell you when you're going to die. And that's just the way it is. It's not healthcare. It's by no means is it fucking healthcare.
When you're looking at Canada's healthcare system, free, that's all getting subsidized and tax people are getting subsidized with tax people with taxes. Throughout the citizens, but what's crazy is that with how their system works, you're literally beating your injury, your illness, whatever you're going to the hospital or doctors for, it's being rated. So it's like, if you're not about to die on their hospital
floor, you're going for a triage is basically what you're doing with 600 other people in that fucking room.
You're just sitting waiting, and then when you finally get called up, you're going to get another number. It's going to be basically a number that's rating your fucking illness. And if it's not severe, if the severity isn't of their standards. They're just going to put you on the list, and it could be 6 months down the road.
Right.
And then, is that really free?
You have to have an arrow through your head, a knife in your gut.
You have to draw blood on their floor.
Right.
And they're about to die.
Right. And shitting your intestines, and you're probably still 400 in line.
Yep. And 400, that's 6 months down the road. And you can go in there when it's your day, and they can be all like, your illness is, it seems like it's gotten better. We're going to have to reschedule your situation. You know, you don't need to come in right now. We can bring somebody else in that actually really needs this. And by that time, you're probably going to already die because you don't know what's building or conjuring up from
the city. It's the last thing you want. I mean, especially here in the States and stuff.
But it's,
go to the DMV. Go to the DMV and go there for the simplest thing that you have to do at a DMV and just find out how difficult that is. Now imagine, and that's just a small thing. That's for getting your license and registering your car. Now imagine the same fucking people in that building dealing with your health care, because that's what it is. For how inefficient it is and how you are treated as a number and not a patient.
And what's crazy, how your DMV government, healthcare government, with how it's, when you think government, you're just thinking tax people are, the citizens are paying their salaries. So it's like when the government's getting free money, in a sense, they're not, I hate to say it, but even when I was in the military, bro, I'd be getting paid sitting on Netflix and shit, and it's just like you lose the value or the appreciation of that. So like when you go to the DMV, they don't give a fuck about you. They're not gonna be, them helping you is gonna be all like, I signed your permit or whatever, like you should be thanking me. But it's like I've been sitting here for 6 hours and it's there was no need for that.
No.
You ended up going to lunch and you ended up...
You guys have the most inefficient...
Excuse me, I'm talking to an employee.
Right.
Like, sit back down, please. And it's...
Just, I hate to sound like this. Last time I was there, I did. I waited 4 or 5 hours, got up there.
We had to be
dealing with the situation, and then somebody came up to the person that was actually dealing with me after, and she got... It, basically, somebody 4 windows down... couldn't understand English, so she had to go over there in midst of what she was doing with me, said, excuse me, and she went over there and was talking to some other couple for about the next 15 minutes in Spanish.
Left you hanging.
And just left me hanging at that window. And
but if I
had I'm sorry to sound that way, but first of all, she was already dealing with me. I already waited my turn. Those people could have waited until I was done, and then they could have used the assistance. More so is when I went there to take my license, there was boxes of books on the back. I'm like, what the fuck are all these books for? Every single one of those books was the practice book for the tests in 41 different languages. 41. 41. Okay, so where does all the money in California go? Well, I guarantee you those fucking books, being that they're about this thick.
Probably have like one. They would have to dust off
the... Expensive as shit to make and to print and so on and so forth. And one of the key things about becoming a citizen here, and I'm going to hold to it, is learning our fucking language. And diversity is not our strength, it's unity. And that's what needs to make this thing tick here in the United States is unity, not diversity, not whatever. This is the United States. We have traditions, we have a language, and we respect everybody else. But don't come here and take a shit in our living room and think that we should just
and then
be
collect fine. Collect a government paycheck from our tax dollars.
Right, exactly.
Shit.
No.
What grinds my gears even more is like those same people. It's like they'll come to America, reap all the benefits, and then shit on the president or say all this fucked up shit. Or even
and then
like 15,
send all that money to back to
or
somewhere.
For like 15, 20 years and haven't even taken an English class or haven't even taken the steps to be go through the naturalization process and stuff.
Right.
It's so fucked up. It's
no.
So...
My rights are as important as somebody that comes over here that wants to come to this country, because we've made it a great country. I know now, so many people say it's so bad and it was started and there's this, that, and the other. If it was that bad, there wouldn't be that many fucking people coming here. So shut the fuck up. It is a great place. That's why everybody...
That's why motherfuckers be fucking jumping, coming over by the walls and shit. Right. 100,000 and stuff.
So, but that... go ahead, Brian.
So this is what... this is what kind of trips me out is, like, as a, if you were, as any parent out there, when, if something were to happen catastrophically and you were to, you're in a situation where your kid's hurt and another kid's hurt, a parent, if that other kid was closer than your son or daughter, the parent's gonna do what the parent does, and they're gonna go to their kid first. It's I'm gonna take care of my own first. I got my own people to worry about. I got my own. It's like a system of checks, and it's like a
right.
I'm gonna find my kid, take care of them, and then I'll start helping other people. I gotta make sure my family's good, and after that, you start taking care of other people. So it blows me away when people say, "Oh, Trump's racist because he's." Not allowing illegals, or I don't even say illegals, they're not letting Mexicans come over the border, and it's all like, he's not allowing people to come over the border illegally, because now, the moment these people come over the border, they know what they're doing. The moment they don't come through the right port of entry and stuff,
right?
When they get over that wall, they are instantly labeled as illegal because they are doing something illegal. It is illegal to come into a country without entering the port of entry, and then they want to say seek asylum, and they're seeking asylum, and it's like, if you're coming from Honduras and you're trying to seek asylum, you should have sought asylum in Mexico. So it was Mexico's job to be doing that, and then Trump started putting the tariffs on them, and now Mexico actually picked up a caravan of fucking, it was like 300 or so people. And it was like they were coming from Honduras, and it's like they were in Mexico, and they just said fuck that, and they went straight for the border, and they ended up getting picked up at the border. The Mexican police ended up picking up them, and ended up taking them more or back into Mexico into like detention centers and shit. So that
was. They're all upset, and so are the.
But with that being said, for people to call our president like racist and all this isms and shit, for putting your country first. Literally, he's putting the American people first, and then you're going to hate him for that? So it's like a parent.
He's protecting the very thing that those people are trying to come here to get. And if he doesn't protect that, and everybody's it just goes to shit and it goes up, nobody's going to come here because it's going to be the same shithole that they were leaving. The reason it is protected is because it is...
We don't hate Mexico. Don't hate any other country.
Mm-mm.
Mexico is not, at the end of the day, Mexico is not the same as America.
We
differ in policies and we're just different. We're more technologically
advanced as in regards to
hence why everybody wants to fucking come here.
Right. And the fact that we have our amendments, and granted, there's people that abuse it left and right, but for the most part, that's what keeps people. Everybody forgets the word about freedom. Freedom is absolutely so. People forget about it all the time. I mean, you cannot have the police or the government or whatever busting down your door because you called the president a fucker. Or because you have a particular view.
Freedom
Venezuela,
speech.
Other countries and stuff like that, you speak out like that.
Canada has that. The whole free healthcare. You go to jail for freaking hate speech. Imagine that.
It's not even hate speech. It's
misidentifying by the proper pronouns and shit.
Right, which is absolutely absurd. The point is that it's the freedom... Freedom component is in the freedom of speech. The we're one of a kind when it comes to that. And right now, the left is doing everything they can to take that away.
The left
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, the left in the past 3 years have done nothing no bills to pass. They've suggested bills, but they ain't gonna push that along because when they're trying to push it along, it's absolutely fucking crazy. They know that's not gonna fucking pass. They know it's not gonna. It's crazy. But for what the left is basically trying to push is that if you were a parent, they're gonna have kids and they're gonna end up clothing and feeding the neighbor's kid. They want us to clothe and feed the neighbor's kid before our own kids. That's what the left wants. They think that's more of the way to go. Yet at the end of the day, ain't nobody gonna do that. You're gonna put your kids first before somebody else. Now, when we have a president that's putting the whole entire country first before people that are coming here that are already breaking the law, that's just
right. That's, most people can't no. are struggling to make ends meet for their own family,
and that's why they want to come. That's why they want to come over here and stuff. And but we don't push away that you want to come here and stuff. Just do it the right way. That's it. Period.
Most people with compassion and stuff, you see whether it could be a damn dog on the street that looks like it hasn't eaten in a while. Most people with compassion are going to want to pull over and get it and feed it. Same thing with these poor families and stuff like
this.
But at the end of the day, if you cannot afford to have another family in your house and you can't afford another car or to take care of whatever, you just can't just say, oh yeah, let everybody in, because essentially by you saying that, you're saying that somebody else can do that for you. Somebody else, no, they can't. And the fact that we're 20 trillion, and this is what a lot of people don't understand, and this is where I might end the discussion tonight, is if this was your household and you had a credit card and it was had a 20 trillion, you're tapped out on it and stuff. Real quick, put things into perspective. You buy a car for $20,000, and just to show you a perspective of what a trillion is, and you paid $1 every second of every minute, and you just kept paying that dollar, it would take you 5.5 hours to hit $20,000. If you bought a $1 million house, and you paid $1 every second of every minute, and take care of themselves and quit blaming their problems on other people or other colors or other cultures.
Stop being a victim and be a victor for once. And that's right. Bluntly Blunt, Irish Prick and Brian, and we're out.